haunted road of Boracay. When paradise turns sinister. Have you ever been to a place known for its beauty and fun, but underneath it all, something feels off? A place where the laughter and music fade too quickly, leaving behind an unsettling silence that seems to press down on you like a weight on your chest. A place where the shadows seem to hold secrets and the darkness whispers unsettling tales. Tonight's episode is about one such place. We're diving deep into a story where paradise becomes a nightmare, where a haunted road leads to a series of phantom phone calls that won't stop, even when the phone is unplugged. I am Mark, and you are listening to True Philippine Ghost Stories Podcast. Our story tonight comes from Henry Barameda, based on his chilling experience found in True Philippine Ghost Stories, Book 1, pages 13 to 21. It's a tale that takes us to Boracay, an island most people associate with pristine beaches, vibrant nightlife, and carefree vacations. But as we'll discover tonight, even the most beautiful places, the most idyllic paradises, have their shadows, and sometimes those shadows hold stories that chill us to the bone. This episode is designed to serve as a companion piece to the book and its narrative. It aims to enrich the experience of the original work without the intention of infringing upon any copyrights held by the author or publisher. We have taken care to respect the intellectual property rights associated with the book, ensuring that this content aligns with the spirit of the original material while adhering to legal standards. Henry's story begins as many do, a company event, drinks, laughter, and the kind of excitement that can only be found on a tropical island. Picture this, podcast listeners. The sun is setting, painting the sky in hues of orange and purple. The air is warm and filled with the scent of salt and coconut, and the sound of music and laughter drifts across the beach. It's the perfect setting for a carefree getaway. But after days of festivities, Henry and his roommate decided to call it a night early. As they left the lively party behind, the sounds of music and laughter quickly faded into an eerie silence, one that seemed to cling to the very air around them, a silence that was almost tangible, heavy and oppressive. Imagine this, podcast listeners. You're in a place that's supposed to be full of life and energy, a place where the rhythm of celebration never seems to stop. But as soon as you step away from the crowd, everything feels different. The island, which had been buzzing with activity just moments before, suddenly seems deserted like a ghost town. You stand there, waiting for a tricycle, the main form of transport on the island, but none appear. The minutes tick by, and an unease begins to settle in, like the night itself is holding its breath, watching you, waiting for something to happen. This eerie silence, this sudden shift in atmosphere, is a hallmark of many ghost stories, wouldn't you agree? It's that primal feeling that something isn't right, that you're not alone, even when there's no one in sight. It plays on our instincts, warning us that we might be in danger. Isolation, especially in a place we associate with safety and comfort, can heighten that sense of vulnerability. It taps into our primal fears of being stranded and exposed, alone in the darkness. And that's exactly how Henry and his friend felt as they stood there, stranded on that dark, deserted road in Boracay. Finally, after what felt like an eternity, a tricycle approached, its headlight cutting through the gloom like a beacon of hope. But the driver wasn't the welcoming face they were hoping for. He was gruff and uninviting, his face etched with lines of worry and suspicion. And worse, he refused to take them the full way to their resort. His reasoning? It "It's too dark ahead," he muttered, his words cryptic and unsettling, leaving Henry and his friend with a sense of foreboding. This cryptic warning, podcast listeners, is where the story starts to veer into the supernatural. We've all seen this scene play out in horror films, a local, often grizzled and wary, giving a vague but ominous warning to our protagonist. It's a signal to the characters and to us as the audience that something isn't right, that they're stepping into dangerous territory. But what's important here is the subtext, what isn't being said. The driver knew something, something that he wasn't willing to explain in detail. Was it superstition, or was it a local legend that had turned into reality on that dark stretch of road? In the Philippines, these kinds of warnings are not uncommon, especially when dealing with areas rumored to be haunted. Drivers, farmers, even security guards often have a deep respect for local folklore. It's not just about fear, it's about acknowledging the supernatural forces that many believe coexist with the living. Many locals will tell you not to tempt fate by ignoring these warnings, to heed the wisdom of those who know the land and its secrets. But Henry and his friend, with no other options and their destination still some distance away, began walking the dark road ahead. As they trudged through the shadows, tired and wary, another tricycle passed them by. They tried to flag it down, but it sped past without stopping, leaving them in its dust. Moments later, it stopped further down the road, and a woman stepped out, her figure silhouetted against the dim lights in the distance. Now, listeners, think about this. You're already feeling uneasy, the driver's warning echoing in your mind. The one lifeline you had, another tricycle, has seemingly ignored you, only to stop for someone else. It adds to the feeling of isolation, as though you're invisible, or worse, being deliberately avoided. But what happens next is where things take a truly strange turn. They eventually caught up with the same tricycle and climbed aboard, relieved to finally be off their feet and heading towards their destination. But when they asked the driver about the woman, he gave them a response that sent chills down their spines. There was no woman. He acted as though she had never existed, as though they had imagined her. This, podcast listeners, is the part of the story that taps into the uncanny, a classic theme in ghost stories. It's that moment when reality starts to bend, and the things you think you saw are suddenly questioned. Was it a trick of the light? A figment of their imagination? Or something else entirely? The denial of something so tangible, a woman stepping out of a tricycle, turns the familiar into something deeply unsettling. It's like the world is playing a trick on you, making you doubt your own senses. It's not uncommon to hear stories of phantom passengers in Filipino folklore. Stories of ghostly figures hitching rides or being seen on the side of the road only to disappear moments later or whispered in hushed tones around campfires and late-night gatherings. These spirits are often tied to tragic events, accidents, unresolved deaths, or lingering grief. They wander the roads, searching for something they can never find. Their presence a chilling reminder of the fragility of life. And the driver's refusal to acknowledge what Henry and his friend had seen only heightened the sense of dread that they were now feeling. It was as if the driver knew something they didn't, something he was unwilling to share, something that made the hairs on the back of their neck stand on end. The driver then offered an explanation that only deepened their fear. The area where they had been walking, he said, his voice low and serious, was haunted by a ghost lady who appeared on that stretch of road every night around midnight. She had been seen by many, always in the same place, always at the same time, her presence a chilling reminder of a tragedy that had occurred there long ago. Ghostly women, often dressed in white, and known as white ladies, are a recurring motif in Filipino folklore. These spirits are often tied to tragic, unresolved deaths, their souls unable to find peace. They are said to haunt the places where they died, appearing to travelers and sometimes seeking revenge or justice. Perhaps the most famous white lady in the Philippines is the one who haunts Bialite Drive in Quezon City, a road known for its ghostly encounters. Drivers passing through late at night have reported seeing a woman in white standing by the road, only to have her disappear when they stop, leaving them with a chilling sense of unease and a story to tell. Could the woman Henry saw be one of these spirits? Could she be tied to Boracay's darker history, a victim of a tragedy that had occurred on that very road? While today Boracay is known as a premier tourist destination, a paradise of sun, sand, and sea, its past is far less glamorous. Long before it became a hub for vacationers, Boracay was home to the Itai people, the island's indigenous inhabitants. The Ati lived in peace on the island, their lives intertwined with the rhythms of nature, until Spanish colonizers arrived, disrupting their way of life and claiming the island for their own. Later, wealthy landowners and developers saw the potential of Boracay's natural beauty and transformed it into the tourist paradise we know today. But the island's beauty belies a more complicated history. The displacement of the Itai people, conflicts over land ownership, and the environmental degradation caused by overtourism have all left their mark on Boracay. These unresolved tensions, the echoes of injustice and displacement, could be contributing to the island's supernatural occurrences. In many cultures, it's believed that places with a dark or troubled past are more susceptible to hauntings. The pain, suffering, and injustice that occurred there can leave an imprint, creating a space where the living and the dead intersect, where the veil between worlds is thin and permeable. Think about it, podcast listeners. If places hold memories, if the walls of old houses can whisper secrets of the past, then surely an island with a history as rich and complex as Boracay's would have its own share of lingering spirits, of stories that refuse to be forgotten. When Henry and his friend finally reached their resort, exhausted and shaken, they hoped that the unsettling events of the night were behind them. They longed for the comfort of their room, for the sense of safety that a familiar space can provide. But the tension followed them, clinging to them like a shadow, and the feeling of unease lingered in the air. And then, the phone rang. Podcast listeners, think about how something as ordinary as a phone ringing can suddenly become ominous in the right context. You've just had a strange, almost otherworldly experience, and now, in the supposed safety of your room, the phone rings, shattering the silence. It's not just a call anymore, it's a connection to something unknown. Something that might be lurking in the shadows just beyond your perception. They answered the phone, their hearts pounding in their chests, and on the other end was a woman's voice, soft and ethereal, asking a strange question. Did you drop something on the road? What could this mean? Who was this woman? And how did she know about their journey on that haunted road? It was as if someone or something had been watching them the entire time, their every move observed by unseen eyes. This eerie call continued throughout the night, the phone ringing insistently, even after they unplugged it. Imagine that, podcast listeners, you're sitting in your room with the phone physically disconnected from the wall, and it's still ringing, the sound echoing in the silence, a chilling reminder that you're not alone. This defies logic. It breaks the rules of the natural world. And in that moment, you realize that you're dealing with something far beyond the ordinary, something that exists outside the realm of human understanding. Phantom phone calls aren't unique to Boracay, podcast listeners. In fact, They're a well-documented phenomenon and in paranormal circles reported from all corners of the globe. One of the most famous cases comes from the United States. In 1988, a woman named Dorothy in California reported receiving phone calls from her deceased mother. The calls often came late at night, and the voice on the other end was unmistakably her mother's, filled with familiar warmth and love. Dorothy claimed that her mother would speak in a calm, soothing tone, mentioning personal details that only she would know, things that no stranger could possibly have known. The calls continued for several months before stopping abruptly, leaving Dorothy with a mixture of comfort and confusion. Dorothy later found out that the phone line had been disconnected for years, making the calls impossible by any rational standard. Another case occurred in England, where paranormal investigators recorded a series of eerie phone calls coming from an abandoned house. The calls, which featured whispers, strange noises, and disembodied voices, were traced back to a phone that had no active connection. Much like the phone in Henry's story, it rang even when it shouldn't have. A technological anomaly that defied explanation. These cases and countless others like them suggest that the supernatural can manipulate technology, using it as a bridge between worlds. The phone, an object designed to connect people, becomes a tool for spirits to reach out from beyond the grave, to communicate with the living in ways that we are only beginning to understand. It's a chilling thought that even in the safety of our homes, surrounded by the familiar comforts of modern life, the supernatural can find ways to communicate, to remind us that we are not alone in this world. The idea of ghosts using technology isn't a new one, but it has become more prevalent in the modern age as our lives have become increasingly intertwined with technology. With the rise of electronics, stories of haunted televisions, radios, and phones have become more common, adding a modern twist to ancient fears. One particularly eerie phenomenon is known as EVP or electronic voice phenomena. EVP refers to unexplained voices or sounds that are captured on recording devices, often in places believed to be haunted. These voices, whispers from beyond the veil, are thought to be spirits trying to communicate with the living, their voices imprinted on the electronic ether. EVP has been recorded in cemeteries, abandoned houses, and even during paranormal investigations, where the voices seem to respond directly to questions, engaging in a dialogue that transcends the boundaries of life and death. Could Henry's phantom phone calls be a form of EVP? Was the woman on the other end of the line a spirit trying to communicate with them, her voice carried on the electronic waves? And if so, what was her message? What was she trying to tell them?
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hi, I'm Tara Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition, new episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.
One more detail in Henry's story adds to the sense of dread, the number 13. Throughout the night, the phone rang exactly 13 times, a number that has long been associated with bad luck and misfortune. In many cultures, the number 13 is considered unlucky, even cursed. In Western superstition, it's often associated with death and misfortune. Buildings often skip the 13th floor, hotels avoid having a room 13, and many people go out of their way to avoid anything associated with the number, fearing that it might bring them bad luck. In Filipino culture, the number 13 carries similar connotations of bad luck. It's seen as a number that attracts negative energy, and people often avoid scheduling important events on the 13th, fearing that it might be jinxed. In some ghost stories, the number 13 is said to signal the presence of a spirit or foretell an impending tragedy, a harbinger of doom. The fact that the phone rang 13 times is more than just a creepy coincidence. It adds another layer of supernatural significance to the story, hinting that the events of that night were orchestrated by forces beyond Henry's control, by forces that exist outside the realm of human understanding. When the sun finally rose, casting its golden rays across the island, Henry and his friend tried to shake off the events of the night, to convince themselves that it was all just a bad dream. But as they spoke with the resort owner, they learned one final, unsettling detail. The phone lines had been down since 11 p.m. the previous night. The calls they had received were impossible. Podcast listeners, this is the moment when the line between the supernatural and the real world becomes undeniably blurred. The calls, the ringing phone, the woman's voice, they couldn't have happened. And yet they did. This revelation confirmed their worst fears. Something otherworldly had been watching them, following them, trying to communicate with them from beyond the veil. To make matters worse, they later learned that a woman had gone missing in that same area years ago, her body never found. Was the woman Henry saw on the road that night the same woman who had disappeared? Was she the one calling them, trying to reach out from beyond the grave, her voice echoing through the phone lines, her message carried on the electronic waves? Henry's story is far from unique, podcast listeners. All around the world, there are tales of haunted roads, mysterious phone calls, and ghostly apparitions tied to specific locations, stories that send shivers down our spines and make us question the nature of reality. These stories often reflect the history and culture of the places they occur, but they share a common theme, the supernatural crossing over into the everyday world, the veil between worlds thinning to allow glimpses of the other side. In Japan, for example, there's the famous story of Inanaki Village, a supposedly cursed village that doesn't appear on any maps. According to legend, those who enter the village are never seen again, swallowed by the shadows and the mysteries that shroud the village. Strange phone calls can be heard from payphones near the entrance, voices whispering from the void, luring unsuspecting travelers to their doom. The village's isolation and mysterious disappearances echo the sense of being trapped in a supernatural realm, much like Henry's experience in Boracay, a feeling of being cut off from the familiar world and thrust into a realm of shadows and whispers. In Mexico, the legend of La Llorona tells the story of a woman who drowned her children and now wanders rivers and lakes, searching for their souls, her cries echoing through the night, a chilling reminder of her tragic fate. People claim to hear her wails at night, a mournful sound that sends shivers down their spines, and some even report receiving strange phone calls with the sound of a woman crying on the other end, her grief and despair reaching out from beyond the grave. Like the ghost lady of Boracay, La Llorona is a spirit tied to tragedy, forever bound to the location where her life unraveled. Even in modern times, with all our technological advancements, stories of haunted phones and ghostly messages persist, reminding us that the supernatural can adapt and find new ways to reach out to us. In 2016, a man in the United States claimed to have received text messages from his deceased wife's phone. The messages were garbled, nonsensical, but he believed they were her trying to reach out to communicate with him from beyond the grave. Much like Henry's phantom phone calls, these messages seemed to defy explanation, leaving the living with more questions than answers, their minds grappling with the impossible. What is it about ghost stories like Henry's that captivate us so deeply, podcast listeners? Is it the thrill of the unknown, the fear of the supernatural, or something deeper? Ghost stories, in many ways, reflect our fears and our desires. They give us a way to explore the possibility of life after death, of unresolved emotions, and of the thin veil that separates the living from the dead. They allow us to confront our deepest fears in a safe environment, to explore the darkness that lurks within us and in the world around us. In the Philippines, ghost stories are a significant part of the cultural landscape. From aswangs to tikbalangs to white ladies, the supernatural is woven into the very fabric of everyday life, a constant presence in the stories and legends that are passed down through generations. These stories are more than just entertainment, they are a way to explain the unexplainable, to make sense of the things that go bump in the night, to give form to our fears and anxieties. But they're also more than that. Ghost stories serve as cautionary tales, moral lessons, and even as reminders of history. The Ghost Lady of Boracay could be seen as a symbol of the island's troubled past, a reminder of the people who once lived there and the tragedies that occurred. In many ways, she represents the unresolved pain that still lingers, waiting to be acknowledged, waiting to be healed. Speaking of unresolved pain and lingering spirits, podcast listeners, let me share another chilling tale from the heart of Manila. This story takes place in an old, abandoned hospital, its walls stained with the memories of suffering and death. The hospital, once a beacon of hope and healing, now stands as a decaying monument to the fragility of life, its corridors echoing with the whispers of the past. Locals tell stories of a young nurse who worked at the hospital during its heyday. She was dedicated to her patients, always going above and beyond to provide comfort and care. But one night she was brutally murdered within the hospital walls, her life cut short by a senseless act of violence. Her spirit, unable to find peace, is said to haunt the hospital to this day, her presence a chilling reminder of the tragedy that occurred there. People who have dared to venture into the abandoned hospital tell of strange occurrences, cold spots, flickering lights, and the feeling of being watched by unseen eyes. Some claim to have heard the faint sound of footsteps echoing through the empty corridors, or the rustle of a nurse's uniform brushing against the walls. Others have reported seeing a shadowy figure moving through the rooms, a fleeting glimpse of the young nurse, her spirit forever bound to the place where she lost her life. One particularly chilling account comes from a group of urban explorers who decided to spend the night in the abandoned hospital. They set up their cameras and recording equipment, hoping to capture evidence of the paranormal activity that had been reported there. As the night wore on, they began to experience strange phenomena, cold spots that moved through the rooms, disembodied voices whispering their names, and the feeling of being touched by unseen hands. As they reviewed their recordings the next day, they discovered something truly unsettling. On one of the audio recordings, they heard a faint voice, a woman's voice, whispering a single word. Help. The voice was filled with sadness and despair, a plea from beyond the grave that sent chills down their spines. The story of the haunted hospital, like Henry's encounter in Boracay, reminds us that the past can linger in unexpected ways, that the echoes of tragedy can reverberate through time, and that the veil between the living and the dead can be thin and permeable. As we come to the end of tonight's episode, podcast listeners, let's reflect on the haunting tale of Henry Barameda and the phantom phone calls of Boracay. It's a story that reminds us that even in the most beautiful places, the past can cling to the present, and the supernatural may be just a breath away, lurking in the shadows, waiting to reveal itself. Bonus trivia. Did you know that Boracay's iconic white sand is actually made of crushed coral? The island's beaches are some of the finest in the world, but there are still lesser-known areas where locals believe the island's original spiritual energy link is untouched by modern development. Phantom phone calls aren't limited to landlines. There have been reports of haunted cell phones where deceased loved ones supposedly send texts or calls, defying the technology they once used. In Filipino folklore, the tikbalang is a tall, horse-headed creature that leads travelers astray. It's believed that the tikbalang plays tricks on those who wander into its territory, much like how Henry and his friend found themselves mysteriously lost on Boracay's dark road. Henry's experience left him with more questions than answers, but perhaps that's the nature of ghost stories. They leave us wondering, questioning the boundaries between the living and the dead, between reality and the supernatural. They remind us that the world is full of mysteries, and that sometimes the most unsettling stories are the ones that don't provide a neat, tidy explanation. So the next time you find yourself in a place that feels a little too quiet, or if you ever hear a phone ringing when it shouldn't, remember Henry's story. Keep an open mind and be aware of the unseen forces that may be at play. Because you never know when you might find yourself on the other end of a phantom call, your voice echoing through the veil, your message carried on the electronic waves. Thank you for listening to True Philippine Ghost Stories Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on your favorite podcast platform and share this episode with friends and family who love a good scare, who enjoy exploring the mysteries of the unknown. If you'd like to support the show, we have links to our Patreon and donation options in the show notes. Your support helps us keep bringing you these stories of the unknown, these glimpses into the world beyond the veil. And if you have your own chilling encounter to share, reach out to us through our website or social media channels. Your story could be featured in a future episode, adding your voice to the ever-growing collection of ghostly encounters we explore together. This is Mark signing off for tonight. Until next time, stay curious, stay safe, and keep listening.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.